22 performers are now members of the R&B Hall of Fame. The inaugural class includes James Brown, The Supremes, and The Temptations, all members of the nearby Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well. But Clevelander Fred Wheat, one of the organizers, stresses they're not trying to compete with their well-known neighbor.
Rhythm and blues is a separate genre of music. Rhythm and blues is the foundation from which many of the rock artists have grown. The difference with our museum is that not only will we have memorabilia, we are looking at interactive exhibits where you can actually be dancing with James Brown, singing with Aretha, because it'll be fun, it'll be an experience.
Wheat grew up in the 60s playing trombone in the house band at Leo's Casino, then one of the preeminent R&B showcases in the Midwest. It's one of the reasons organizers say the R&B Hall should be here in Cleveland. Joe Berger, whose brother ran Leo's, represented many acts that played the club in its heyday.
It was just the place to go. I mean, and you felt comfortable. Whites and blacks sat there all yelling and screaming at the same time. Music can do it because it brings all races together.
Berger remembers Saturday nights at Leo's fondly. Artists would show up, sometimes unannounced, after appearing in the afternoon on Channel 5's music showcase, Upbeat. Upbeat was unique in that the acts often sang and played live, unlike the more well-known American Bandstand. Stevie Wonder appeared multiple times, as did Funkadelic. Otis Redding made his last TV appearance on the show, then played his last concert at Leo's before dying in a plane crash that night. The nationally syndicated show is another reason organizers are pushing for a building here. But Wheat says other cities have approached him.
We've talked to places all over the country, from Detroit, Chicago, Atlanta, San Francisco, Cincinnati, and they all want this there. I'm born, bred, and buttered here in Cleveland. There has not been a black museum open in Cleveland for I don't know how long.
For the first inductions, Wheat and co-founder, former Harlem Globetrotter Lamont Robinson, relied on friends, volunteers, donated talent, and a lot of support from Cleveland State University's Black Studies Department.
And we hope to also establish a rhythm and blues curriculum. So we're not just dealing with performance, but we're also dealing with copyrights and royalties and publishing and engineering and all the background things that go around along with that genre of music.
Inductees, the Dynamic Superiors, came away impressed with the well-oiled machine in Cleveland, and members Earl Van and Marco Washington are hoping for an actual shrine in any city.
I think it's going to be a great place, wherever it is.
We're just going to support wherever it may land, you know what I mean? And that's all that matters, that we get it started, and then the sky's the limit.
The R&B Hall of Fame considers the inaugural inductions the launchpad for its fundraising efforts, whether the building ends up at Cleveland State or elsewhere in the city. Once a city puts together a financial package, the board will presumably vote on whether to put down roots there. In Northeast Ohio, the R&B Hall and the Rock Hall will be in good company. The Polka Hall of Fame is in Euclid. Just over the border in Sharon, PA, is the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. Downstate, the Classical Music Hall of Fame is in Cincinnati. And a Dayton group is trying to raise money for a Funk Hall of Fame. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kabir Bhatia.